Battle tough. We'll have details after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Storm cleanup goes on in parts of northern and central Illinois, hit by heavy rain and tornadoes. A tornado left heavy damage Friday evening in the Coles County town of Lerna, and storm damage was also reported south of Mattoon. The rains from Friday and Saturday left high water in large parts of Coles, Douglas, and Moultrie counties, as well as other parts of central Illinois. And flood watch is back up today for those flood-affected areas as more rain moves in. In Chicago's south suburbs, teams from the National Weather Service spent yesterday surveying storm damage. They want to study Saturday's tornadoes south of or in the Richton Park and University Park areas to determine their intensity and their path. ComEd says about 15,000 people are still without power from Saturday afternoon storms there. Health officials are urging people to use caution during the cleanup of their flood-damaged houses because dangers remain even after floodwaters recede. Although homeowners are often tempted to begin cleaning out their homes and salvaging possessions as soon as possible, officials say it's wise to wait until floodwaters fully recede. Jennifer Dunlap is a spokeswoman for the Indiana State Department of Health. Parts of central Indiana also received severe flood damage over the weekend. She says pools of water inside and outside flooded homes can harbor waterborne diseases and pathogens such as E. coli bacteria that floodwater swept out of swamped septic systems. Because a small cut or scratch can make people more susceptible to diseases like tetanus, which is acute and often fatal, Dunlap recommends that people in flooded areas make sure that they're up to date on their tetanus immunizations. Convicted political fundraiser Tony Rezko is scheduled for sentencing in September, but as Tony Arnold reports, he'll be back in court again next year for another case against him.
The second case against Rezko involves his pizza chains. Rezko allegedly had the head of an Illinois state agency help him lie to refinance the restaurants. Rezko was convicted earlier this week of mail fraud and accepting money in exchange for political access. He immediately turned himself over to authorities after that verdict was announced. At a status hearing today, attorneys agreed to meet again on February 4th for this second case. Afterwards, Rezko's attorneys said offhandedly, the former political fundraiser is currently in solitary confinement for his own protection. I'm Tony Arnold.
After former Governor George Ryan got snared in a racketeering and fraud investigation, the new governor, Rob Blagojevich, promised a swift end to the graft. But last week's conviction of Blagojevich fundraiser Tony Rezko made it seem like not much has changed. Witnesses said Blagojevich discussed a job for a campaign donor with a $25,000 contribution lying on the table. He has denied wrongdoing. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors are delving into the governor's hiring practices and campaign funds while lawmakers talk about impeachment. As the investigation comes on top of others, has sent dozens of city and state workers, elected officials, and fundraisers to prison in recent years. Prosecutors admit they don't know what it will take to stem the tide of Illinois corruption, but they say they're not letting up the effort. U.S. Attorney General Patrick Fitzgerald says he hopes if morals won't convince state officials to behave, the fear of jail time will. After putting projects off for a while, the Illinois Department of Transportation now has the money to again maintain Illinois' highways and roads. Amanda Vinicky has more.
The Illinois Department of Transportation faced a real challenge this winter, says spokesman Mike Claffey.
It was one of the harshest winters in many decades, frankly. We budgeted about $40 million for snow and ice clearing operations, and we spent more than double that, close to $86 or $87 million. That covers things like fuel, road salt, overtime for our personnel who are out there around the clock in bad weather, and also pothole patching.
On top of it, Claffey notes, was the rising price of gas. Claffey says, as a result, IDOT scaled back operations this spring. A new law fills the agency's budget hole with an extra $20 million that makes it possible for IDOT to get on the roads again. Claffey says IDOT's already started filling potholes, cleaning up debris and roadkill, mowing medians, and trimming trees. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 Central Time with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's coming up on 6:35. Meteorologist Scott Oltoff joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, more rain in the forecast today. Just what we all wanted.
Kind of a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah, big surprise. Yesterday, very hot and humid, and I guess it's going to be kind of that way today, although not quite as hot.
Yeah, I think we're going to take a step down in the temperature mm-hmm. category in the next several days.
Yeah. Any prospects of drying up as the week goes on?
We do. I think once we get through the day today and overnight tonight, I think we'll have 3 to 4 days of dry weather around here, which we do need. People have been asking me, you know, are we going to dry out? Are we going to dry out? Probably not for a while. You know, when it's wet, it tends to stay wet, and I think we'll kind of go with that plan until we see a big heat dome develop and shutting off the rainfall. I think it'll stay wet around here the next several weeks, and because of the rainfall, too, that keeps our temperatures from getting overly hot as well with the saturated soils and crops beginning to grow. What crops are out there, that kind of keeps the humidity in the picture as well, and that can kind of keep the temperatures down as well. We won't see excessively hot temperatures. Temperature generally in the 80s to around 90, but very humid conditions generally when we see these kind of wet soil temperatures or soil conditions out there this time of the year. Now, right now, we have a few scattered showers across the eastern sections of Illinois. We may see a